Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Welcome back to Love & Hip Hop, the Tea, VH1's official podcast about all things Love & Hip Hop. I'm Lim Gonzalez.
Yo, what's up, guys? I'm Jesse Janity.
And I'm TK Trinidad. Okay, let's talk New York. Everybody's enjoying the pura vida in Costa Rica, but Yandy and Kimbella brought the drama with them on vacation.
Meanwhile, in Miami, Chaotic led police on a crazy high-speed chase, and Prince is out here trying to get his rehabilitation on, but it seems Bobby is in the middle of all the mess. Y'all ready? Let's go!
All right, so let's get right into this episode, and I would like to start with Juju on the beat and Safari. We see that there was a little friction going on, and everyone was saying that Safari was rude, and I want to know what your take is on that.
I kind of want to know what the timeline is with him and Erica and how it coincided with the show and all that stuff.
I was thinking that when I was watching
it. Yeah, so I would love to know that. But then I also think that, you know, Juju does seem like that type of person. I'm that type of person as well, where you check up on people, you care for people, and, you know, even though you're busy, you try to make time for folks. And you often, not everybody subscribes to the same thing.
Right.
So I could definitely feel how she would feel away, but you also have to meet the people who are your friends where they're at as well, and understand that they're going to probably be like that. And if it's not going to work with you, then you just say, you know what, we're good, but, you know, just don't expect me in this capacity anymore.
Absolutely.
Safari's such a, in this episode, really showcased how much of a big kid he is. Honestly, like.
You mean you just now seeing that?
No, I mean you do, but it's just like, this was a lot. I couldn't, like, first of all, it is way too early in the morning. We are on vacation. Do not come screaming in my ear, you know. And I'm a loud one, but, like, this is too much.
He's doing too much.
Straight!
Yeah, he was doing too much.
I'm eating my berries. Like,
right.
Calm down.
I feel like with Safari, you make a great point. You got to know who you're dealing with. And I think that there was a time that we saw, I think it was last season, when Safari was kind of feeling Juju and kind of wanted to, you know, he's like, I would like to go out with her and see what she's about. Juju was kind of like, kept it at the friend level.
Right.
It was like, this is where we're at. I'm not ready to, you know, go into that right now. Just getting off my breakup. But I feel like that definitely don't go inside together. Juju seems like she's way more of a woman that's serious about her business.
Right.
Sari's very playful. He's, you know, kind of like a big kid, like he came in there. And that just doesn't match. And I think that Juju, because she was trying to be a friend with Safari and give him that attention, she was expecting the same thing in return. And when she wasn't getting the same thing, she was upset about it.
Well, I mean, take even beyond the fact that he would like want to go out with her, when he was going through all the issues, she was there.
Yeah.
So, like, if you take away all that stuff, the fact that, you know, that when he got robbed and, you know, the whole thing with Dykeman, all that stuff, she was there as a friend. So it's just like she kind of just probably expected him to, like, oh, I haven't heard from Juju in a while. Let me just say what's up.
Right.
And probably I'm suspecting this is probably I'm thinking that he's dating Erica around this time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when he's into somebody else, then nobody else matters, which is also fine. But you can let Juju know, like, hey, like, I'm dating somebody, you know, forgive me if I'm not, you know, being a
present
good friend
with you.
Right. So, you know, he could have done that, too. But, you know, again, communication is not, you know, everybody's forte.
No, nor, exactly.
Nor is it Safari's.
It's definitely not his. But, yeah, I mean, I think that he definitely should be cognizant, you know, of somebody, you know, being a good friend and just being there for someone. If someone is giving that attention, like you said, she was there through some heavy points in his life.
Yeah, but not everybody's good friends. Yeah.
But and honestly, I think, like, even after all the time has passed, Mano being like, yo, are you a snitch? Like, why are we, first of all, again, this is breakfast.
Well, it could be like 11. We don't know what, like.
It's still morning time. It's morning time.
Berries and croissants and crumpets, okay? So I don't know. I don't want to have snitch conversation. But again, it just go to prove Juju stepping in and be like, no, he wasn't. Like, he still had his back. She could have just stayed quiet.
Yeah, true.
You know?
She could have. She could have. So they're in Costa Rica. We know that. It's beautiful, by the way. We were talking about it last week with that whole suite that they got, Joe and Sin, which looks amazing. But they're out there in Costa Rica. And, of course, Juju, the whole thing is Juju has this appointment where she has this engagement, a hosting situation. And so she kind of invited everybody there. And it got a chance for everybody to basically be out there and bond and kind of get some things going on. How do you feel about Costa Rica in general, just like them being out there?
Well, I mean, if I'm hustling and I could bring a bunch of people, then like why not? It's a different experience. Mm-hmm. I like the fact that I like the fact that you can kind of see the nicer side of it, but I also would have loved, and we probably just didn't have the time, obviously,
because
it's not what it's about, but, you know, doing something that is giving back community.
Yes.
Like, I feel like you're going to take a production there, then there should be something there. And that may have happened, and they just didn't put it on camera, because, you know, everybody's lives is like, you know, it's pretty much 70% on camera, but there's that 30% that you don't see. So I would have loved to see that. But all in all, I mean, it looked like a beautiful place. I wish I was there. Like, VH1, can we?
Yeah, can we?
I know this is our, like, you know, first season and all, but, you know, we do
podcast
well.
In Costa Rica.
Live from Costa Rica.
I think it would sound better. I think
so, too.
The air and everything.
Facts.
You know,
much more motivating.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that you made a great point, because we did see previously where Yandy going to the DR and they made that a whole, you know, big situation where she was giving back. And there was some drama involved, which I'm sure that's another reason why they wanted to highlight that.
Yeah.
Because that's why most people watch the show. But being able to see that, and who knows, they might have done something like that. We still don't know, you know, what Juju's, I want to know what she's hosting. Because we don't know that. She just said, I'm hosting.
Yeah.
And
who knows?
You know, and it's in Costa Rica. Okay, I'm going.
Yeah.
They don't care what's going on.
Yeah. But, hosting can mean millions of things these days. So who knows?
Absolutely. But, yeah, I think it's it looks really nice. I think it's great to set the stage to have them there. Being out there, you know, enjoying themselves. But, of course, we do see drama unfold, which we're going to get into in just a minute. But what's really amazing is we see that Joe makes this phone call to the Black Love couple. Uh-oh.
Oh, wow.
Uh-oh. Haters.
They came out with their shoes, though. The shoes look kind of nice.
Uh-oh.
I mean,
what's the snore, though?
You don't. It's just so, like, y'all are grown adults. Like,
what? Oh, you're saying he shouldn't need
I'm just like, this Colin Papoose and Remy, like.
He called them about their jeweler.
Yes.
So that's one thing.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So
about their jeweler.
He wasn't saying, I'm going to do it, guys.
But here's the thing.
You know,
so, and I'm saying it because I was all excited for it, because I'm like, okay, you know what I mean? Like, you thought this out, but you didn't really think it, because you should have talked to the jeweler before you went on the trip.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Whatever. But then he's talking about, oh, when I come back, we got to get the jeweler. Then we see in a preview next week, he, like, tries to do it, and then it's like a mistake. I'm like, it's seeming a little forced. It's seeming a little forced.
Well, maybe
from him. Like, is he that? I'm questioning, like, are you that jumbled up about it?
Well,
like,
think about it. They're in Costa Rica. They have a beautiful place. You know, obviously, it's been on his mind for a while. Maybe he realizes that no matter what relationship you're in, it's going to go through its ups and downs. It's never going to be perfect.
Amen.
And so, you know, he got that thing, and May's like, well, you know, maybe I should just do it here for the story. And then, you know, we don't know exactly what happens next week.
Because she gets upset or something.
Right. So we don't know exactly what happens.
Now, do you guys feel, and obviously we don't really, I mean, I'm sure we kind of could figure the timeline out of when Jewels and Kim Bella were engaged. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like, because I've heard this in other friend groups, like, it's like two people get engaged and, like, right after someone else doesn't, it's like, well, and sometimes they get upset, like, well, you kind of took my shine, instead of being like, well, we all got engaged this weekend. Like, I don't know. How do you guys feel about
that? Well, they were already engaged, Kimbella and Jewels, right?
Well, he's just saying that happens, and then it makes them think,
well,
like,
episode-wise, it's like, okay, last week they get engaged, this week Joe and Sin. Like, it's like, you know?
I mean, they're kind of in the same circles, but they're kind of in different circles. Okay. So I don't think it really... I think beyond the show, they don't rock with each other like every weekend like some folks do. So I don't think
it's interesting because how they always split up, they put Sin with Camilla. Mm. When they're splitting the group up, it's interesting. Those two are always kind of...
Well, because Sin can go both ways. It doesn't really... You know, she seems kind of like she just plays in the middle. Yeah. Not to say she doesn't have an opinion or not, but she's good friends with both, so...
Right. I can definitely speak to that because I actually have two close people, probably the two closest men in my life. They both got engaged kind of.
Are they cool with each other?
Yeah. No, they're best friends. Oh, okay. They're best friends. One's a cousin. One's like a really good friend. Mm-hmm. So, and they're basically, they're best friends, grew up together. We all grew up together in Sacramento. And so my cousin or my boy, he got engaged first. Mm-hmm. And then my cousin gets engaged basically like a couple of months after. And so, and then they got married 3 months apart, or 3 weeks apart.
Months, I'm not mad at months.
No, they got married 3 weeks apart. So, it's like, this is what we're doing. But I think it resonates more so, okay.
Love is in the air.
We're all growing up. I mean, they were both in long-term relationships.
Yeah, so it's that time.
It's that time. And I think there is a situation where, you know, if you see someone stepping it up, it's like, oh, man, okay, well, this is something I should probably do. I think it puts a spark. I don't think you're necessarily, I'm going to copy you.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think it's something like that. I think it just kind of puts an internal spark. You're like, oh, okay, that's my loved one.
Yeah.
He's doing his thing. I'm with my lady, you know, or I'm with my significant other. Mm-hmm. I think I need to step it up too. It's about that time.
I haven't noticed it with men. I don't think guys, like, it's like, it's almost like a, oh yeah, you know, like, that's dope. Like, I'm going to do that. It's more girls, like, wanting the moment and having their time. Like, it's my ring. It's this. We're focused on this. Like, kind of
I
thing.
I got you saying.
Situation. And maybe this was, the trip happened so long, you know what I mean? Because even trying to figure out Safari with Erica, like, who knows what the timeline of this actually was. Right. It's just an interesting question I just thought of.
So do you feel like, you know, with Joe wanting to... you know, propose and him talking to, I wasn't mad that he was talking. Did you have an issue with him talking to Remy and Papoose about it? Or did you have an issue because it seemed so close to, you know, another engagement?
I mean, I didn't have an issue with any of it. I mean, I guess I've always looked up to Joe. I know he makes his mistakes, whatever, but he's someone that seems like he makes a mistake and then he really thinks about it.
Right.
And then he applies it to his life and makes the change. Mm-hmm. That's how my perspective of Joe is.
Yeah.
So him going back and forth, like, I'm nervous, I'm this, I'm that.
Well, I think her age has to do with it too, because we change, but we also stay the same. And I think he's trying to figure out what part of her, because she's a new mom, like what part is going to change and what part's going to stay the same. And can he work with that and vice versa? So I think he's just because Joe in term of endearment, he's a grumpy old man. Like he's set in his ways. He knows what he wants. He knows what he likes.
He admits that.
Yeah. So he's not going to change in any sort of way. Whereas Sin, she's kind of in that period where it's just like she's going through a lot of different things. So it's just kind of like, well, what's, you know, who is the Sin after when things settle and are we still
Who's
good?
Who's the settling Sin?
Yeah.
Who's the settling Sin? I mean, she does. I mean, she obviously wants to be married, though.
Right.
Which is, you know, for her to be the age she is, what we should just turn to 25 that we saw.
I think she's 25 or, like or 26.
So, I mean, still young, but wanting to make that commitment. Obviously, they have a child together, which also, I think, weighs heavy on it, you know. And what was, I don't remember who it was that said, like, he gave you a child, you know.
Yeah.
She gave you a child.
I believe it was Papoose.
I think it was Papoose and said that she gave you the best
she
gift.
She showed you, yeah.
Exactly. She showed you where... You know, her commitment is. So it's up to you to then take it
pill,
to the next
step. Ain't expensive. You just pop that next day.
Well, I mean, but who knows whether they were planning to have a child.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've heard him say that he wants to kind of right his wrongs that he had with his previous son that he really didn't take care of, you know, very well. And so this is his chance to start over. And we saw that in that emotional moment when they were in therapy.
She's 27.
27. Okay. So, I like it. I like it. I think it's cool that he talked to him. I thought there was a great couple to talk to because they definitely have a great relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was dope. I kind of want to flip back to Costa Rica because Mano on that surfboard, that was surfboard. Hilarious. Like, they're in this, you know, city, Tamarindo, mm-hmm. Which looked really pretty. And the guys and girls split up at this time. But, yeah, Mano's trying to—I didn't see anybody else surfing. Was anybody else trying to surf?
I thought they were all in the—oh, well, are you saying in the water?
That actually
the
went into
only
the water.
Person that was in the water that was we Mano. Saw was Mano. Was
well,
Mano.
Joe said before that even, he's like, black men don't do that.
Right.
So not to say they don't, but, you know, there's—if you go to the beach, there's— I mean, you don't see too many.
I don't see Safari doing it. He's too tall and lanky.
I was he was the one I thought would go.
I thought so too.
Over
I was
Mano.
Surprised by Mano. But Mano, yeah. Mano's probably like, I want to experience the world.
Who
Mano
knows?
Seemed like he hang on his block.
For heavy.
Like, I was surprised Mano went on this trip.
Yeah. Well,
Maggie was there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I mean, it's paradise. Why wouldn't you want to? And I think he has some things to make up with her, you know, given the, you know, situation that we saw with the whole, you know, music situation.
Does. And you out here trying to check other men.
Right.
Mano, check yourself.
Yeah, but I think that's just a difference with that situation. He said it. I think I said it a couple weeks ago. It's just a difference of opinion because he's like, I've never heard her rap. We've been together for this whole mm-hmm. time. I haven't seen her write anything down.
It's not a passion of hers.
Right. So it's just kind of like, I think he said like music is a lifestyle. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think it's a difference of opinion. And they have to have that conversation versus oh well, you're not putting me on this, and the reason I'm mad at you because you like that's not the conversation. I think the conversation is like, you know, you understand both sides and where are we gonna go from there.
Right.
Yeah, and I definitely see that too. But I think today, who did he talk to? The guys, and he was he made mention of well, they said, whoa, what? Out of the blue, she just wanted to do music. Like, what? And he said, well, no, before like. She was doing that.
Right.
Like that was her focus.
She was singing.
And then life kind of got in the way and mm-hmm. like, you know, we've been focused and everything. And so when I felt like when he said that to the guys, they were like, oh, because it kind of is like, okay, now take a step back and look at yourself now mm-hmm. and see how you know, obviously it's still on her because, girl, you pregnant, you can still write with a pen, you know what I mean? Or, you know, you going through whatever you're going through,
yeah.
you can sit with a pen.
Well, I mean, I think she got shot
whatever.
Too, so that
yeah, no,
kind
yeah.
of took some.
But I'm saying those are things that can add to your mm-hmm. creative, your art. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe you need time away from that, you know what I mean? But to me, it's more like, where were you in the relationship to be like, man, I don't see you like, you know, doing your music.
Well, would you encourage somebody to do that? That to me seems like if that wasn't her, the way she made money, like she had like, because he said he mentioned she had like YouTube videos and stuff like that. But mm-hmm. if she wasn't getting checks from the music, and you know the situation happened, then that wouldn't be the first thing I would encourage her to do.
They've been together for 8 years?
Yeah.
Going
it's been
on
a,
ten
it's been a
yeah.
minute.
No, like, I don't know. Maybe it's just how I was raised, but, like, I mean, it's things like I've sat and talked to my mother, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And been like, hey, I remember you used to do this. Like, why don't you do that anymore?
Right.
Like, you seemed happy when mm-hmm. you're doing, you know what I mean? There's something to look at the other person that you're with and be like, hey, you know, like how he was so Ayanla with trying to fix her and
go to the right.
You know, I was like, okay, little field trip here. Trying
yeah.
to get the.
But we don't know if
back.
He said that to her too,
yeah,
so we can't
true.
put that on.
I'm
her.
Just saying, I would yeah. like to have known that.
I think
part of it.
I think looking at it, the fact of his reaction, it just takes me to believe if they've been together that long, 8 years, it sounds like she has not been on the forefront of conversation.
No.
And then all of a sudden, she's like, hey. I want to sing, and I want to be on your track.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's looking at it as, I don't think he's looking at it as a diss. Like, I think he's just more or less, this is my life.
Mm-hmm.
So I've never even seen you give it like that.
Mm-hmm.
So for you to be like, oh, I would just want to do that. I haven't seen anything
right.
from you. I just want to know that this is real.
Yeah.
You know, not that I won't support you. And he even said, I'll support you in whatever you do.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
it's if you haven't given it, you know, shown this is what you want to do, then what are we doing?
Well, yeah, it's no different than somebody says, oh, I want to get into the industry or
exactly.
I want to become a host or I get that like all the time. I'm like, well, it's so easy now.
Right.
Like you don't have to shop anything. There, you have your phone, you have
mm-hmm.
YouTube, you have all this. And it's like if you don't see anything, you're like, well, you know, the first investment in anything is an investment on yourself.
Sure.
So you, I think people want to see that first before they're like, okay, I'm going to spend the time. Because say if he does the studio time, he's like, okay, well, you know, write your lyrics, and then they get in the studio and she didn't write them.
Mm-hmm.
So now that's a whole another conversation because they're in the same house together. So I think he's just wanting to see that commitment first before he does
sure.
it.
Sure. I think it's all good.
Prove him wrong, Maggie.
I think he should. He should. I think it's time for Yandy and Kambela Hour.
Mm.
This was a long time coming.
And like burnt the match burnt real quick.
It was like real quick. Jesse, I need you to take this because this was like we've kind of danced around this a lot. But I want to get your take on how this really went down, in your opinion.
I mean, I felt like this was the most... Yandy and Kambela needs to happen. It's not going to happen. This wasn't even a real situation. Their conversation was so like, oh, I know we have to do this. Mm-hmm. I'm going to look this way. I'm going to look that way. Mm-hmm. This isn't going to really happen until the reunion. Mm-hmm. Because Yandy and Kambela keep hiding behind, well, that's what that person... I never said that. Well, mm-hmm. bitch, you know what? Rewind the tape.
Right.
That's what we need. We need a rewind the tape moment because I looked at this. First of all, Yandy, you knew Kambela was there. So now you have an attitude. Now you didn't come to breakfast. Kimbella's walking around like unbothered. Like, what? Why would she be mad? Mm-hmm. Like, why would she be mad? We can be grown. Yes, y'all can be grown. But then be grown, Kambela, because you sitting over here running around like talking to Sin over by the scarves, talking to Juju over by the you know what I mean? Like, nah. You know what? I'm not bringing that kind of energy into my life today. You know what I mean? I'm going to just enjoy this vacation.
Right.
I felt like Kambela walked into that Yandy situation, and Kambela, you need to say yes. No, I did not talk about your children. I talked about stop saying Infinity is your child. Okay.
Facts.
And she did that in like a petty way. She was like, I didn't talk about your children. Yeah. I talked about Infinity.
Unnecessary.
But unnecessary mm-hmm. because, you know what I mean? Because if you truly meant, I hope she would never mm-hmm. do that. Well, do you really hope she would never do that?
Yeah.
Or are you saying that to cover your PR ass because you learned from your friend Yandy?
Yeah.
But now, I don't believe any of this. I don't believe any of it. I think, like I've said, Yandy, I believe everything Yandy says is made up for attention. And now I believe that Kambela is the same. I believe this is all a setup. Reason being, they're talking about a check. Mm. Because Yandy, for you to accept...
And they were in the wedding. Like, this whole thing is just the most... Like she was there in the pictures. Like, she wasn't, like, in the audience. Like, she was part of the bride. Yeah.
But this wedding has happened after, obviously, this filming has been done.
Yeah. No.
So, the wedding is after this. So, who knows what could have happened? Just saying. Mm. The makeup or what have you. But
I suppose.
True. 100%.
Sure.
But I'm just like, there's too much of this. This whole thing. Yandy, you know why the world knows why Kambela is upset.
Mm-hmm.
We all know. We were all there. We all watched it. You weren't there. You weren't there. That's why Kimbella's mad. Mm-hmm. But then now you just painted it in a different light to make it seem like Kambela only showed up to your step baby mama, the baby mama sitters club,
to
get a check.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's all of a sudden back on the show.
And the timing,
the timing of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Where Kambela keeps saying, nah, girl, I was your... And how I see it is Kambela has always rode for fucking Yandy. She's always been there. Bitch, if you mess with Yandy, Kambela gonna come beat you up.
Right.
That's what Kambela is to the friendship. Like, we know this. Kambela is about them hands. Kambela will do it.
Now, the thing is, we have that situation where Kambela goes to the party, right?
And that's where all this stems from.
So my thing is, again, this is like, know who your friends are. So if you know Yandy's this way, right, and the party situation happened, like, it just felt like you keep bringing the same thing up to get it through Yandy's head, but Yandy's grown. So she doesn't see it by now, because this is what, 3 years ago that happened? Is mm-hmm. a while ago? She doesn't see it by now. It's either that you just like, all right, like, move on, or you don't. And this is where I felt, in Yandy's case, like, if I were in her position, I would do the same things. Like, you know what? I'm not rocking with you. I don't feel like having a conversation about it. I'm going to stay in my room. My room is lovely. Like, I'm chilling. Like, leave me alone. That's where I felt, like, Yandy, like, I don't want to be bothered with this situation at the moment. Mm-hmm. Eventually, we might have a conversation, but I just don't want to be bothered with
that right now.
Right.
So I would have been highly annoyed if you keep, like, she's there. Okay, we're here. But I'm going to just do me. and let me just do
it. I mean, I did think it was important for Kim Bella to at least front to front say to Yandy, like, I wasn't talking about your kids. Mm-hmm. Like, let's keep it real, because Kim Bella ain't going to talk about the kids that she knows. This situation with Infinity, it's crazy.
Right.
It is crazy. It was crazy, girl, because you done kidnapped her.
Yeah, but she did, in all honesty, too, her intentions
were great.
So that's, and that's the thing, too. It's like, if you already know you and Yandy have an issue, right? And somebody's bringing up Yandy's name, you'd be like, I'm not even entertaining this. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not entertaining anything. I'm not going to say anything. You shouldn't entertain it at all. Mm-hmm. I didn't say nothing. I didn't do nothing. I was there. I heard them say something, but it wasn't me.
You just said, God bless Infinity.
Yeah.
God bless that.
That's
situation.
All she had to say. So, you know, that's the issues between the two of them. That's a, mm-hmm. This is a deeper conversation that they need to have with somebody else, because, you know, of course they can they could take their friendship to another level, which obviously it happened because she was in the wedding.
Right.
But this part was just annoying to me. Like, just leave me alone.
It's going to be interesting. And that reunion, I think, is definitely going to be a topic of discussion. Real quick, before we move on to Miami. Speak of Rich, should he support, question, his daughter in her leave of absence from school?
No.
We know the situation. The mother, you know, Miracle is, you know, has this pending situation legally. And, you know, Ashley is wanting to leave school to support her mom and be there for her siblings. Should he support his daughter in her leave of absence from school?
Well, first off, Miracle needs to call him. Because it's just like, you can't just drop, like, if it's how it went, how he said it was, he's been calling her, she's been ignoring him. And yeah, you have this on, like, the pressure on your back, but somebody's helping you.
I'm not going to chase you to give you $16,000.
Right. Right. Somebody's helping you, and you don't talk to them every step of the way because they're calling you like, hey, like, what's the deal? Okay, well, I'm speaking to this. I think I can do that. Let me get back to you. Da, da, da. And you want to say this last minute? Like, that's just like, dude, what are you doing? I'm here to help. And you're digging yourself in a bigger hole. Like, you probably wouldn't be in the situation, like he said before, if you came to him in the first place. And with his daughter, I feel like he needs to stay on top of her, like calling her every couple of days. Like, I don't know what their mm-hmm. talk situation is.
And honestly, TK, I really want to know, before this show, how involved Rich was with Miracle and his daughter. Because they almost act like the way Miracle was, like, it's almost like, I can ask you for this money? 16,000?
Right. Yeah. Right.
And he was like, all right, I'll send you 8 now. Like, she was low-key, like, shocked. And then his daughter just be over here looking like...
Yeah, okay, but on the flip side, like, what do you have? Like, we talked about this before. So with Miracle, what do you have? You either ask him and he says no.
Yeah, yeah.
100%. And that goes down. Or you ask him and he says yes. Like, the only thing that people can really do when you're asking for something when you're in dire need is them to say no. Mm-hmm. And then when shit hits the fan, it's like, look, I asked you for your help and you couldn't help me. Mm-hmm. Like, so that's the whole thing with that. But that's another whole, you know, self-help type thing.
What did you guys think about Lexus going to Solo Lucci?
I mean, it's over. He got his check. She got
his
check.
She was just like, I got the results, and you are not the father, and I want an apology.
Yeah.
And he's just like, okay. I mean, he knew. Like, let's keep it all the way real. He knew he wasn't the dad. I really feel like he was clout chasing. I really feel like, you know, because it was in the blogs, he was letting it stir mm-hmm. and fester instead of shutting it down. But, you know, I think it needed, for her, she needed that closure.
Of course.
To have him, you know, completely out of the picture and kind of move on with her life. So, I mean, you know, kudos to her, but it was just funny how she's just like, his photo shoot or whatever he was doing.
Well, I mean,
yeah.
This is the day and age we're in.
Yeah, well, it is.
All right. Well, this week, before we get into Miami, I'm going to give the golden dong of the week to a New Yorker. And I'm going to give it to Rich Dollars. Because he dropped that 8 real quick. She said 16. He cut that in half. He said, all right, I'm going to send you the first half for that lawyer. And the fact that he's sticking true to it and he's on top of it, I like this Rich. I'm here for this Rich Dollars. Mm-hmm. So golden dong of the week. There you go. You get Safari Schlong.
I'm sure he'll love that.
All right. Well, we got to take a quick break. But when we come back, we are going to talk Miami. Let's go.
When it comes to your laundry detergent, are you overpouring and overpaying? You shouldn't pay extra for unnecessary additives. Drops doesn't either. Drops detergent pods pass on artificial colors and icky chemicals and pass the savings to you.
With Drops laundry detergent pods, they're half the most compared to leading detergent brands. And wash plans are less than your monthly Netflix subscription.
Whatever you need, Drops has a plan that fits you like your favorite t-shirt, okay? The best part? They deliver directly to your door in plastic-free, compostable packaging. Save the oceans from plastic pollution and save 30% off your first Drops order on www.drops.com. It's a win-win.
So visit drops.com/loveandhiphop. That's drops, drops.com/loveandhiphop to get an extra, remember, extra 30% off your first order of convenient, plastic-free, eco-friendly cleaning.
Y'all, it's so worth it.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
absolutely. They give you so many. And then
and the lavender and the balls that you put in a little dryer.
Instead of buying the dryer sheets, give you three balls.
Yeah, the balls. Right. The balls are always good.
Remember, every drops counts.
Hey, America, Christopher Hahn here, the Aggressive Progressive Podcast. What is with the president and the right-wing echo chamber encouraging these AstroTurf protests against stay-at-home orders around the country? It's ridiculous, and it needs to stop. Check out the Aggressive Progressive Podcast wherever you download podcasts.
All right, we are back. Yo, before we get into Miami, please, can we talk about some Instagram tea and drama that has been going on? So clearly on Love & Hip Hop Hollywood, Little Miss Tierra Marie and 50 Cent have been going back and forth.
I don't know if she's been saying anything. I think it's just been 50 Cent.
No. Like, she deleted her account. She only has eight pictures on her account. So you guys, I'm sure everybody knows, but just in case, 50 posted a picture. I remember when this picture came out, too, because I was like texting everybody at TMZ. of a picture with Tierra Marie with her face covered with some man juice and a sex tape.
Semen.
Yeah. So a sex tape was released. And then she went and she did a press conference, which was, I didn't agree with, but whatever. Then she sued 50 for posting it. He later, I think Instagram eventually took it down. But then they've been going back and forth in courts. And turns out she didn't win and she owes him some money.
Dang.
So I think 50 had a picture of Mona Scott. Saying that, because apparently Tierra Marie, she said she has to wait until she gets her advance. So 50 hit up Mona Scott's like, look, you know, give this girl some money so I can get paid too. And Mona Scott later posted a picture, the face you make when 50 Cent's talking your name.
Right.
I mean,
50 Cent is petty. Let's keep it all the way.
Yeah, you cannot be surprised.
He is super petty. If you follow him, you know he's petty. Or just know anything about what he does, he's super petty. So yeah, this is no surprise to anybody. The fact that he's berating her, the fact that she had to close down her account because it's messed up. But that's 50. You know, that's what he does.
I love it, baby.
So, I mean, but that's what happens if you go after somebody. I mean, it was messed up. So, I mean, let's move on.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's talk about some real pettiness. So Chaotic had his performance, and he pulls Bucky up on stage. Mm-hmm. And it was like, as soon as she was like trying not to be a part of it, but all the dudes were like, yo, Chaotic Bucky. See, Bucky, what happens when you stay in your lane? You'll find you a man that is of equivalence.
Oh, wow.
He owns a restaurant. Oh, boom.
What does she own? A hair salon? Does she own a hair salon?
She has a fitness business.
Fitness business. Look at that. You can eat healthy, eat wrong, and then get healthy.
There you go.
So at the performance, we saw Young Hollywood, Baby Blue, Prince, where, you know, basically the whole conversation of this entire episode is how messy Bobby is. So before we get to the mess of Bobby, let's talk about all the little webs that's transpired from the beginning of the episode. So, you know, this is where Prince kind of comes on and he says, yo, he's kind of messy, yada yada. Speaking of messiness, now Chaotic is like, well, you know what? Why don't I get my foot in the water too?
Right.
I want a song with Trick Daddy. Mm-hmm. Boy, you was just had his girl.
He should have had Trick Daddy first, been asked Trick Daddy
before
for a song.
Before
the Joy situation. Well, even before, I mean, in situations like that where the circles are, you know, kind of like it's all 2 degrees separation because of social media.
I feel like it's 1 degree in Miami.
Yeah,
like,
well, yeah. Like if you're about your business, then you have to put, you know, you try and shoot your shot and get the song. And then test the waters and see how Trick Daddy is. Like, see how, because some dudes would be like, I don't care. Like, she's my ex. Some dudes would be like, yeah, nah. she's my ex, but nah.
Exactly.
So you need to, like, if that's the case, you need to test the waters. So the last thing you want is Trick Daddy to be saying all types of craziness about you in the street.
Because he'll be like, brother, we still married.
Right.
Yeah.
I think he's chaotic because he's young. I think he's not really thinking when he said that. And I'm glad somebody brought it up because it's like, bruh, like, listen to what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
You're asking for a feature or wanting to get a feature from someone that basically is married and that you are interested in and you want to date, like, mm-hmm. openly. And you're telling other people. The streets is talking. Like, don't do that. Like, that's not going to work at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bad look all the way around. So... I think
apparently
he kinda,
he's 34, so 34. He's not that young.
Not that
chaotic
young.
Is?
Yeah.
Is he?
Oh, I believe it. I mean, that mentality is that of 17, but...
Yeah, I thought
I mean,
he
unless
younger.
There's another... Nope. Love and Hip Hop Miami. No, he's 34.
Okay, so he's 34. Bottom line is, he should know better if he's 34.
According to Earn the Necklace, so like, just in case people want to come for us, that's where we found it.
But he should know better. You don't... It's just something you don't do. It's just,
well, and
just
he should know better, too, because, I mean, we saw... I loved the scene of him, his mom, his sister,
absolutely,
and his niece. I thought that was great. Wow, okay, there's sensible people in this world. You know what I mean? Like, they all spoke about, you know, obviously, so he was arrested. He posts his bail, so he got out. He came back. He had came back home. He was running from the cops, this whole situation. But anyways, but the whole thing of it was going to his family's house and them talking about black men in America.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a dope conversation. You know, I loved, he was almost like the barker, like barking like, I'm a black man in America, da 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 da. And I loved hearing the women be like, okay, and you know this, we've been known this.
Right.
This is nothing new to you. Like, the reason this is happening is because you're making choices.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your niece is looking up to women because she doesn't have a man in this household.
Right.
Just like you didn't because your daddy was out doing whatever. I just loved it. I loved the narration of it. I loved, you know, I think that it was such a relatable moment to so many people watching this. Because I think there are a lot of people with the mentality of chaotic, you know what I mean? Where it's like, yes, when you see that easy money, it is so easy to just go grab it.
Right.
But you never think of the consequences that come with it. You know, did your mom tell you, I need you to run out on these streets? Or did you feel like you had to be a man and go do something?
Well, I think people who have been to jail, they definitely think of the consequences because they don't want to go back. But you also come with certain situations of, okay, do I go and, not necessarily in chaotic situations, like, do I go and work for somebody for, I saw the news where the guy makes like $7.95 an hour, barely can afford to pay the bills, or do I go and try to make this, to make ends meet? Not even to get rich, just to make ends meet. So you come into those situations. And then you also are dealing with PTSD where it does make, where it does kind of, your decisions are not necessarily the decisions you would have made if your earlier life were a little bit different. And I don't think people take that into consideration when decisions are being made. If you're growing up in the hood, then, you know, to expect somebody to do X, Y, and Z when their family's struggling and all they're seeing is struggling, they're trying to bring their family out, is two different scenarios. So I think people have to realize that and look at different sides of the coin.
And you have to understand, I mean, being, you know, I can speak for, you know, being a black man in America, there is...
What? You're black? Say what?
Silly. This panel is
all
silly.
This time I've been listening to this voice thinking it was a white woman.
I hate you. As I was trying to say, and get it back to seriousness, there is, I mean, you already have the odds against you. I mean, that's just real talk. So you have to govern yourself accordingly, knowing that. You know that the police are going to be looking at you more closely than they are somebody else. You got to know that if you're in the hood and you're around that type of illegal activity, that you're going to be susceptible to get caught.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you have to, and I think, you know, govern yourself accordingly, knowing that, and make sure, and I think that it's great that he's doing music and, you know, trying to stay away from the legal side of things because that's a lot of, you know, you can be a role model. And I think his sisters, it was great for his sisters and his mom to kind of just tell him, like, look, people are looking at you.
Mm-hmm.
People are looking at you. You got family looking at you. You got these people in this hood that's looking at you because they want to see you be successful.
Yeah.
Because if you're successful, then they know they have a shot to be successful. And so many people, in the, you know, black men in America, in a hood, don't have father figures. Mm-hmm. It's a terrible statistic that so many don't. And so that even more so is why you have to be the pillar. You have to do that. And granted, like, oh, I don't want that on me, but it is. And mm-hmm. if you're trying to be positive, you got to be positive. You yeah. got to do it and do it for the culture, but do it for your family and do it for your people around you.
But the situation that he was in, though, was messed up because there's where PTSD comes into yeah. play. Because it's just kind of like he grew up in the hood. He spent time in jail. Some car starts following you. Like, I've never been to jail, but because of just situations, like, I look for situations. Like, yeah. I look for things. Not necessarily look for things, but I'm always aware. Like,
something could happen.
Alert. Right. Sure. So if just me growing up in Canada feels like I can only imagine how, okay, a car makes a bust of Yui and starts following you and you can't see who's in the car. Like, that's a scary situation.
And
so
then
of
he
course,
said he was shot at a few days prior.
Exactly. Right. So it's just kind of like you, in this situation, in this particular situation, I hope he doesn't get repercussions from that because that totally wasn't his fault.
Right. Well, yeah. And it's also, maybe you should move. You know, I mean, like, the reason I say that is because my best friend was in jail for 10 years. He just got out and completely uplifted himself, went away. Because there are people who go there, and mm-hmm. then when they get out, they think that's all they can do.
Right.
You know, but when you get out and you shift your whole mentality and you change the people that you're hanging around with and get away from, because sometimes if that's where you grew up and that's where you played in the devil's playground,
right.
it's hard to get yourself
but
out
for
of
some
it.
People moving is not as easy right. so like well, for people like in Flint, Michigan, they can't move because they're getting poisoned right. and nobody's buying property
exactly
like, they're stuck there
correct
so
but in this
you know,
situation I would think you know you have a business you now are on TV you're getting a little something maybe that can be a mentality switch. The reason I bring that up is because I think we then saw the exact opposite of what we've been speaking about. You know, we talk about Pretty Ricky and we met their father.
Mm-hmm.
But then we met Pleasure P's father.
Right.
Totally different mentality.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
First of all, he's working in a yeah. barbershop.
Mm-hmm. Well, we don't know. Does he own it?
Well, I don't know. Either or. Yeah. But he's
still
sweeping.
Right.
That shows that's what my father would be doing. Like, mm-hmm. even if he's got the money or whatever, like, it's there's a humbleness to it, the way mm-hmm. he spoke to his son, the softness he had with his son. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why Pleasure gets into it with the rest of the group, because of Pleasure's upbringing. That's why Pleasure's always focused on himself.
Mm-hmm.
He's got his career. He's going
to
go on this
tour
in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what did you guys kind of think of that? That scene with him and his father.
I thought it was great. I really, you like you said, you can see the contrast between, you know, his dad versus the other guys from the group, their father. Mm. You know, it's night and day. And to see that, like, he's not a hustler. Like you said, he's working. He's not trying to hustle. And you could tell that Pleasure gets a lot of what he's about from his dad.
Mm-hmm.
And I think their relationship is good. I think it's one of those situations where you wish that he could. I think that he gets into it with the other guys because he tries to, you know, I believe he tries to have them see it, you know, his way, mm-hmm. the way that he came up, and they just don't see it that way.
Right.
Because they're so prone to what their dad is about.
Mm-hmm.
Be hustling, you know, and just, you know, scraping or whatever it is to really get that money.
Yeah.
And so I thought it was great. I thought it was a dope scene to see that. All this time I thought that they all had the same dad. Like, they were all, you
yeah.
know. So when I see him, I was like, oh, okay. He has a different
mom. Dad was also out of his life, too, for a period. I think until he was, like, 18.
Yeah. Right.
And so there's that. So we have to definitely give credit to his mom for, mm-hmm. for raising him until that
sure.
point. But also his father could speak to the side of being screwed. So,
and being in the music industry.
Yeah, being in the music industry. So I think his outlook and his advice is coming from that, whereas Spectacular and Baby Blue's dad, he's coming from being like a hustler from the streets. Two different mentalities. Not to say one's better or not, but it's just like two separate mentalities, and you can only speak to your experiences. So, I mean, as we see, they eventually get, well, we'll see how this B2K tour, was the Millennium Tour or whatever.
Tour.
We'll see how that goes and if they last the whole
right.
shebang.
Get it out. But yeah, shout out to Gary. And there's something too, and this goes back to what we were saying In the previous segment for New York about Joe. Like, he wasn't there for his child. He's been open about that. Mm-hmm. He's like, okay, I made this mistake. And I think there's something about understanding you made a mistake, you weren't there for whatever reason, whether you're mm-hmm. being selfish or whether you just felt like you couldn't or whatever the situation is, but then coming back and being like, hey, if you give me the chance,
right.
I want to be a dad. I want to be mm-hmm. someone in your life. Mm-hmm. I want to have that relationship and pleasure being open to that.
Yeah.
I think that's dope.
Yes, we also saw really quickly Veronica talking about she's going to do a pride and she wants mm-hmm. to, you know, touch her Spanish roots and mm. sing a little, you know, mm. little song or whatever. Her dad was very positive. You know, he was all for the performance. Mm-hmm. And she hasn't tugged my heartstring yet. My heartstring yet. No. I don't think she does. I think she's more of tugging at other strings on people on the show, and my heart is just not one of them. Next week, girl. We'll see you with this JoJo situation.
Yeah, I don't know. I think with...
Okay, I'll ask you this question. Do you think that based on what she talks about being for where she's from, do you think she's kind of a poser?
That's the thing. I can't tell if it's inauthentic or if I just don't care.
Well, mm-hmm. I think it's just different coming from different environments. Like, yes, I believe she's like Cuban and something else. And, you know, yeah, there are black folks that are her skin color. We come in all many sure, different colors. Yeah. I just think her approach in when Remy Ma brought it up and when I seen her in different interviews, it was just very dismissive mm-hmm. and not explaining and understanding that why, like, you know, you don't have to cater to everybody, but if you are giving the I don't give a F attitude
yeah.
out into the world, then people therefore can just say I don't give a F about you either.
True.
So
True.
I think that's my, because I've watched a couple of her music videos. I think she's very talented. I think she's very talented, but it's just one of those things where I'm conflicted because it's like, if I were to see you on the street, like, are you going to, like, you know, it's just one of those things, like, you're going to use the N-word to your benefit, but then take people who actually get people call them the N-word in a negative way and then, you know, separate yourself from
like
that.
Like Cardi B?
Well, she is half Trini, but let's not even go there.
Well, I want to say, just speaking on that before we move on, I feel like that...
I would love to have that conversation with you.
She, I feel like she's trying to get in touch with her softer side. I feel like she got a lot of backlash last season.
Mm-hmm.
She came off very hard, especially with the old Amara La Negra mm-hmm. situation and talking about that and an old colorism issue. And when she was asked about the N-word at the reunion, and she's like, well, I'm black, you know, and you're like, okay... Sure, but
yeah.
there's something else there. So are you black all the time? Like, and that's the thing I think where you're getting at it, where yeah. it's like you kind of assert your... Okay,
right, are you black? But then this year yeah. now you want to connect
because
with your Latin.
Because you're light yeah. and you can get away
which is,
and your past
which is,
or whatever.
Which is fine. Like, you can connect with all of it. You 1 month you can connect with whatever. Like, I get it. However, it's like understand the complexities of the situation. Understand the word. Understand how it affects colorism.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Understand all of that. So then when somebody hits you with it, you don't hit them with, well, I can
ignorance.
Do what I want.
Yeah.
Right.
Versus, no, this is why I say I'm black. Da 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 da.
Right.
And again, you don't have to prove yourself to anybody. However, if you're just going to say I don't give a fuck, then I could care less either.
And that's what she's doing. But I will say, with what we saw this season with her sisters being there,
mm-hmm.
we saw earlier in the season her dad. Now we see her dad
mm-hmm.
in this episode. So I feel like she's trying to have a softer side. We saw her cry
mm-hmm.
when she was talking with her, label head.
Let's not take away. She appears... And from what I've
you
seen,
said
on, she appears.
Oh,
yeah,
and
I was like, sorry.
Sorry. It's my little slight West
Canadian,
Indian Canadian
come
out.
Canadian?
But she appears that, like, she's a hard worker.
Yeah.
Like, some people I could take a yet. Note. She, it looks like that. Like, she's been grinding in the time. And you can't take that away from her. So it's just one of those things where, like, you know, figure it out.
Mm.
See, I need more from her, which, ugh, that's cringy, but all right, I'm down to that. Be open.
Are you?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
I'm a very open person.
Sure.
Look, I've given Bucky 7 shows at this point. Okay.
You've given her personally.
You're just not working. All right, speaking of someone who may not work either, the master of the web, Bobby. Mr. Bobby. if this mofo's name get brought up one more time.
His apology to Tip, though, was
there
hilarious.
An apology?
It's like, are you going to accept my apology or not? I'm like, I've been like, excuse me?
Right,
well,
like,
no.
I mean, I'm going to get about my lobster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was
let's
crazy.
Let's start from the beginning. We see Bobby with JoJo, which is kind of where it had all stemmed from originally. Now, JoJo had came a few weeks back to their Bobby and Prince's rehearsal, mm-hmm. and in front of Bobby and Prince was like, you know, I heard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now that creates friction. So now Bobby and JoJo, because Bobby's not cool, and this is the thing. It'd be so funny to me when groups of friends, it's like, well, now you ain't talking to Prince, so now you over here with JoJo, now you want to reconcile. Bobby, you're mad at Prince because he was talking to a girl. Like, and you clearly vocalized it too. He was like, you know, he ruined the vibe. We was all chilling and hanging out. All of a sudden, I turn and look in a corner. And even just hearing that over, I'm like, do you not hear what you're saying?
Yeah. And then he was saying
so
that
he wasn't
Liz
messing the vibe. He was over in a corner, doing anything with the vibe. And you flip the whole mood.
Mm-hmm. And then he's like mad at Liz, but he's not mad at Liz. So he's mad at Liz because he says that Liz thinks that Bobby's bad for Prince, but then he's sending Liz pictures. It's very confusing. I don't...
Because you don't like Liz because Liz is dating Prince. That's really honestly how it comes across, is that, yes, exactly what Prince vocalized too. He said, so what does that look like? It looks like me and Bobby are something if Bobby's getting buck over these types of situations. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that that's what it is, because maybe in Bobby's mind he truly doesn't think that. But this happens a lot with straight and gay friendships. Literally, most of my friendships are straight male. And I don't get mad. You know what I'm saying? Like, first of all, you doing that, like, okay, I'll laugh at it.
Right.
I'll make jokes about it. I'll clown them when they come back. Like, did you even get the number? You know what I mean? But, like, to buck up and get mad, and that's something a female does when their man is doing something stupid.
Yeah.
So it just, I don't know.
Do you think, because we see
it doesn't
a
seem
lot,
brotherly. Like,
yeah, they you know, they get into a fight again this episode. Do you think that Bobby, I mean, we kind of brought this up before, but do you think that he really likes Prince?
Yeah,
that way?
I kind of think so.
You think so?
Maybe.
I don't think
he
wants to be in a relationship, but he's attracted to him. Uh-huh. Like, it's like, bitch, you're not better than me. Like, he's not going to date you. Like, kind of, like, it's, I hate to say it, but I mean, I know guys like this. I do. And then, again, comes with the mess, like, talking to JoJo, like, oh, well, you know, Amara. JoJo drops the Amara tea. It's like, JoJo, like, why are you telling Bobby, like, you know, Amara doesn't really fuck with you like that? Like, why? Again, it goes back to, like, your Candy and Yandy and Kimbella thing.
Yeah.
Like, why are we even bringing this up? Why are we talking about this?
I could definitely see if you're in the middle of, like, I was in a situation last weekend where somebody just dropped all the tea on a situation, and the next day I was talking to somebody else, and literally my first gut was like, oh, well, like, she should know because she, and I was like, nah, because then this is going to get back to me, and I don't need that. But again, if you're in the flow of conversations, I can understand how it would kind of slip up. And that's why you need to be conscious of things like that and make note of it. It's like, all right, when I'm with Bobby, I'm not going to talk about Amara, because clearly they're not in the same place, and I don't need any drama coming back to me.
I feel like Bobby just can't handle that, though. He doesn't understand how to separate
friendships. He literally told JoJo he's supposed to be Amara's best friend.
Right.
Well, Amara out here trying to fuck every man.
Right.
And then JoJo, if you fight into Amara saying, I always have your back, well, then no one should ever think that you're trying to fuck all their men.
Well, I don't think everybody... I think Bobby just
Bobby
thinks that.
It. Miami thought it. Sista talk. What's her name? Jesse thought it.
No, Jesse thought...
Kiara thought it.
Kiara thought it. Then Amara and Kiara talked, and then, you know, it was
they
like...
They squashed it.
Yeah, they squashed it.
I can
and
look at it from a different
Jesse,
view.
Jesse Wu was more business, but that wasn't Amara's thing. That was the agent.
No, remember, the original was being in the DMs. Jesse was upset because she thought that she was talking to, what's it called?
Who?
Amara. There was another boyfriend situation, with that, or was it JoJo and
I think
Jesse?
It might have been. I think it was JoJo. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there were two things, and then you know the other thing too. You get mad at Amara for this her little talk show. Y'all, there is a Sister Circle TV.
Mm-hmm. Right.
In Atlanta.
I'm like, what, girl? Sit down.
That's why that whole situation is boo boo.
Yeah.
So Bobby's sitting at the studio. Prince pops up, and you know, there was a lot of feelings and energy.
Do you think that was a setup, though? Because Bobby said he was in the studio to see Miami.
It was a setup for Prince, I think.
Because Miami was nowhere to be seen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're talking about when they got into it.
Yeah.
Oh, that was definitely a setup for Prince.
Prince was pissed.
He was super mad.
I would be pissed, too.
You could tell, like, on his face, he's like, what? Why are you here?
I would have just walked out. I've been like, all right, this is not.
Like, and then you clowning him as an artist, like, that's whack because,
well,
where are you?
I wouldn't say clown.
He clowned him as an artist.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's just being vindictive. That's just something he just right now he's petty. Not fooling with him.
But let me tell you, Prince can fight. You can tell Prince is a fighter because no one wants none when Prince goes crazy.
Oh, yeah.
He goes nuts.
Well, I think you have to be because he looks like he can't. So it looks like people tested him and now like he can. So it's one of those situations where like, oh, yeah, you think. Come on. So
I get it, Bobby. Prince is fine. I think Prince is so fine. He's so fine. Like a little boy fine. Like I would have dated him in high school. And then it's like, okay, well, now we're grown. So go on your way. Bobby is just a big child. She goes up to Miami Tip. You know, do you forgive me or no?
Oh, my God.
You're a spoiled brat. And that's how she should have left it and just carried on with the rest of the thing.
Yeah, but again, you know who your friends are. Some people you have friends that like, I know Bobby's going to screw up. And I know eventually he'll come to his senses. I know he's going to give me a weak apology. And, like, it's just the rotation of it. Like, it seems like she's okay with that. Like, as far as him in his corner, it's like, you know your friends. If you're expecting him to change and become this whatever, like, if he does, great. But if he doesn't, he didn't tell you. Yeah, he didn't. That's all on you. So I think with Miami, she's just like, Arlie, I got an apology. I have some lobster. Yeah. Like, I know what I'm dealing with.
Exactly. What did you guys think when he brought JoJo and then Miami popped up?
And she kissed the titties.
Yeah. Well, I was like, well, all right.
Well, Miami, yeah.
Miami's a gangster.
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't
She will
care.
Steal your
man,
girlfriend.
Your
yeah.
woman.
Yeah, easily.
Whoever. It just doesn't matter. She's gully. Mm-hmm. But I think that, I think going back to what you were saying, TK, I think you definitely, with Bobby, you got to compartmentalize him. Mm-hmm. Like, you got to know what you're getting. He's not going to change. I mean, you look at how Trina treats him. You know, it's the same thing. You know what
I'll
he's
meet
like.
You when we go out.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what it is. And so, and if you think anything different, then that's on you.
Yep.
Because you should, if you are a friend with him, you've known him any length of time, this is how he is.
Mm-hmm.
This is how he's going to be in public. This is how it's going to be about his music, whatever it is, and you just got to roll with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so the final conversation, we saw Amara with JoJo, and this will lead into next week. But Amara basically is like, yo, I'm trying to get my career going. I love
and
you.
And she is. She was on a Hispanic dance, like I think it was like a Dancing with the Stars thing. So she's getting it.
She is. And honestly, like, she's very focused. Her conversation, her narrative has stayed the same since she's been
like
on television.
Amara. I like,
and she said to JoJo, look, like, well, JoJo said, I've lost friends because of you. And Amara's like, what? First of all, look at who you're surrounding yourself with.
Mm-hmm.
Then she said, you know, now you're best friends with Bobby. Like, we don't even do certain things like that. And you back out here with Bobby. Now, Amara, that's a little jealousy, too, because I hang out with lots of people, but some friends I do certain things with.
Mm-hmm.
My energy is just a certain way with certain types of people, and that's okay. Y'all can still have that connection. But how do you feel with Amara kind of giving her that, like, look, you can't hang out with Jesus and the devil. Like, can you have a friend that doesn't get along with someone else? Like, what did you think about Amara kind of putting that with JoJo?
I think with JoJo, it's just the drama that comes with it. So if it's like, okay, well, JoJo is here and then she hangs out with Bobby, but none of that drama comes to Amara, then it's different. But if it's like, okay, JoJo's hanging out with all these people and the drama's coming to her doorstep, then it's like, okay, well, you need to decide because I don't want this drama. Like, I'm on my grind.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to decide on what you want to do.
Guess.
So I think that's why. And then I also agree with, like, maybe Amara, she says she wants this best friend, but she don't got no time to be doing all that stuff, even if she could, because she's always grinding. So it's like, you can't have it both ways.
Yeah. Well, so what do you guys think next week? I mean, we're going to see there's a lot of fights. Trick versus Chaotic, JoJo versus Veronica. We got Amar versus Bobby.
It's
I can't wait for that.
Royal Rumble.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I think that everything is coming to a head in these situations. And so I think that it's really going to come down to, like, who is going to come out on top.
Is Sin and Joe going to get the proposal next week?
I don't think
How
so.
How many episodes?
I think two more episodes.
Me too, yeah.
I think two more episodes. Well, that is a wrap. We will be here next Monday after new episodes of Love & Hip Hop New York and Miami. I'm Lim Gonzalez. You can follow me at Lim Gonzalez.
And I'm Jesse, and you guys can follow me at DJ Jesse J. Please, please, please make sure to share the show with all of your best friends.
And after you do that, go rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts and subscribe. I'm TK Trinidad. You can find me on everything at TK Trinidad. See you guys next week. Stay petty and stay blessed, y'all. Boop. Ciao.
Love and Hip Hop the T is a production of Revolver Podcast and VH1.